But truly, it's just good to be in the house of the Lord and looking at everyone and do. Sister Cousin, you got anything to say before I get up? But we're just glad to have you here with us. First Lady, Jan, we're glad to have you, and also First Lady Hayes. And we just give praise and glory for all God is doing. Thank you, God, for all of you, and also our beloved Pastor Aaron Crosby, one who I found to be one who has been on the battlefield a long time, and he's not tired yet.
Yes.
And as we come to worship Christ, and then now we enter to worship, and then we go out to serve. Because you see, within these four walls, we will worship Christ. But when we go out, then we have to go out and serve our fellow man.
Yes.
But I'm not going to keep you long. I just want to say to the young lady?
Jen.
You and I had a conversation about a year or so ago, maybe about your dad. And he's still holding on.
Yes, sir.
See what God can do? He's not going to leave. I told you that, didn't I? Okay. So with all whatever you're going through, just know that God is not going to leave you. He promised to never forsake us nor leave us alone. So no matter what it is, just know that God loves you. And he's not the one to just turn his back on you, but you have to go to him in earnest prayer. You have to talk to God, just like you talk with each other this morning. Talk to God, tell God, and ask God what your needs are. Say, Lord, here I am. You are my Father, and I'm your child. Come and see about it. And he's promised to see about us.
Yes.
Truly, we want to thank God for the scripture readings coming from Genesis, the 22nd chapter, and also from James, 12th chapter, and the first chapter, 12th and 13th verse. But we want to concentrate on in Genesis from that 22nd chapter and the first through, first verse and the second verse. See, sometime later, God tested Abraham. Said to him, Abraham, said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. And then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you. That's enough. I'm a father. We come right now, God, to say thank you. We come thanking you for unmerited favor.
Yes.
For all Heavenly Father, you look beyond our faults and you saw our needs. Then, O Heavenly Father, you allowed us to slumber and sleep all night long, did not suffer any danger, any harm to come against us. And we say thank you.
Amen.
Lord, bless these, your people.
Yes.
Oh, Heavenly Father, continue to bind them, oh God, in one band of Christian love, teaching us and admonishing us in your will and your way. Give us an understanding right now of your word. Then, oh God, allow us to go forth and tell men, women, boys, and girls that you still the Christ. And beside you, there is none other.
Yes.
And as I stand before you right now, God, I ask that you decrease me and increase you.
Amen.
Hide me right now behind the cross so that only you can be seen.
Yes.
Then speak so loud to these, your people, so that only you can be heard.
Yes.
The
words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
And all of God's children say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want to speak to you briefly from the sermonic idea. Testing before blessing. Testing before blessing. Some don't have generators at this time. So we know that it's hot. This is, you know that the water, we don't have water. But it's still just a test. It's a test because God is still in control. Test because he wants to see who we're going to praise. Are we going to praise him for what we don't have or what we have? Or are we going to say, Lord, why? And then his answer is, why not? Testing before blessing. You see, God has given us many good things in this life. But he has reserved the very best until the last. Now, in this life, when praises go up, someone said blessings will come down. You see, God does not tempt us. Satan tempts us in order to make us fall. But God tests those he loves and those who serve him. But God tests us in order to confirm our faith or prove our commitment to him. In other words, Pastor, he wants to know whose side you're leaning on.
Amen.
See, when tested, we should never sell ourselves short. Nor should we dismiss ourselves as being nobodies with nothing special to offer. Once we have been tested by God, our insides become hollowed out so that they can hold hearts to love God. Then our minds to serve God. Then our spirits that belong for God and our souls to live eternally with God. Just know that when we are in a battle, which we all have been in at some time or another, we will go through some trials and tribulations at a particular place in time, such as being oppressed, such as depression, hopelessness. But it's all right. God is still there. He's not going to leave us. Coming worn out from time to time, and sometimes we become doubtful, we become confused. However, when we have reached that point, then it becomes a good place for us to stop and evaluate whose strength have we been leaning on? Whose strength have we been dependent on? See, we need to be as dependent little children, for we can do nothing without God. Don't fool yourself. I don't care who you are. You can't do anything without God. No matter whether you own six figures, two figures, whatever it is, you can. Sister Hay, whether you drive Mercedes or whatever, you can't do anything without God. Now, you see, we need to be not only as little children, but we need to understand that God is our helper, and we must ask God to rise up and be our strength to walk in whatever we may be calling, whatever he's calling us to walk through at that time. Everything we could ever need is living in us. You see, God is whatever you need, and whatever you need, he is. You see, through suffering and hardship, we learn that God's power and mercy are more than enough to see us through every situation we may face. Amen. Nothing is too hard for God. Although no person is an island, every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the man. He's sufficient to himself or herself. And although we are called to community, no person ever comes into full and complete relationship with God who does not learn to walk alone with God. What you talking about, preacher? Oh, it was when he was alone with God that Jacob became a prince. Moses was by himself when God called him out of a burning bush. Abraham was alone when he caused him to go and sacrifice his only son. Demonstrated obedience to God, having been told to do the sacrifice. You see, my friend, Abraham was a great man because he had great faith. But now our text tells us that Abraham believed in the Lord and he counted it to him as righteousness. Abraham trusted God. When God instructed him to pack up and journey to a land that he knew not, but that would be given to his descendants, Abraham believed God and he went. When Abraham was told that he and his wife Sarah, a childless couple, would bear a child and that their descendants would be as numerous as the sand along the seashore, through him all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Abraham believed God. Abraham saw himself and his wife Sarah grow far beyond their childbearing years, but still he trusted God. When Abraham was 99, Sarah was 90, their son Isaac was born. You see, my friends, miracles can still happen when we believe long enough and strong enough. The sick that folk have given up for dead, the sick that folk have pronounced as lifelong invalids, can still be healed when we believe. Hezekiah, come here, laid on his bed sick. In other words, death had come by. Body was aching, racking with pain. Doctors had given up on him, and there was no hope, which he thought and said it was just a matter of time before death came. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, cried out for mercy, cried out for healing, and God added 15 more years to his life. Yes, yes. You see, ways can still be made out of no ways when you believe. Those who see him lost forever can still be saved when you believe, for Jesus does save to the uttermost. Prodigal son came, was in a hog pen one day, but he came to his senses and found his way back home. The adversary can still be conquered when we believe. All things are possible if we only believe. You see, a firm belief in God will bring about testing. But then there will be a blessing to come your way. Looking at this text, when the Lord spoke to Abraham on that dreadful day, telling him to take Isaac, the son of his old age, take Isaac to pride and joy, take Isaac the crown and glory of your life, upon whom he had placed his hope for time to come. His life Abraham cherished no doubt more than his very own. And God told Abraham to take Isaac and sacrifice him. Abraham yet believed. Left with Isaac and a few servants from Mount Moriah. Nobody knew how heavy Abraham's heart was, but no doubt it was heavy. You need to understand that there's going to come a time in your life when your beliefs and everything you claim to stand for will be tested. There'll come a time when your courage and your faith will be strained to the breaking point, Sister A. So it will seem. And you will cry out, Lord, how much more and how much longer? You need to understand that you are going to have to walk through some life valleys all by yourself. Not even your closest companion or friend or loved one can do anything about it to help you. That's what David said. when he was there by himself, looked back and he said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I know you have to understand sometimes you have to trust God even when it looks like all hellhounds are barking all around you. Your enemies are standing close by. Just know that you know a man who will not forsake you. Sometimes, like the prophet of old, you must tread life's wine press alone. See, I don't know, but when I was a boy, Sister Sally, those folk used to say, every tub must sit on its own bottom, Sister White. In other words, you got to stand your test and your judgment for yourself. You've got to stand it by yourself. No one can stand it for you. You've got to stand it for yourself. Oh, it's terrible to feel alone, so alone that even the God whom you have been leaning upon seems like a distant stranger. But there will be times when you pray that you won't get an answer that satisfies the answer you are looking for. And out of the depths of your distress, you will cry out like Job, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. In other words, every now and again, blessings delayed are not blessings denied. This was the heaviness that must have gripped Abraham's heart that day when God told him to sacrifice his son. Surely the Lord knew his heart. Everything that Abraham had been told to do, he did without murmuring, without complaining. Abraham believed God so much that when he began to build and prepare the altar, Isaac said, Father, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham believed God enough to say, God will provide a lamb for a burnt offering, my son. He is our Jehovah Jireh. He wasn't worried about a lamb. That question of where's the lamb had been asked many times before and many centuries before, until Jesus came on the scene and John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And Abraham had bound his son, raised his arm with a knife in his hand to slay him. A voice called to him from heaven, told him to do his son no harm. But now I know that you fear God because you did not withhold your son from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes, and behold, he saw a ram behind him caught by his horns in a thicket. And then Abraham sacrificed the ram as a burnt offering instead of his son. You see, my friend, God always has a ram in the bush for those who are determined enough, who love him enough to believe him in spite of everything and through it all. Some of you have to understand that God will not just throw you to the side and leave you there. You got to know that God will make a way out of no way. He is a provider. He is a shelter in the time of storm. You see, God is still able to open doors that no man can shut. He can close doors that no man can open. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. No man works like him. He is mighty. He's ready to save you. He's ready to save me. Let him take control of your life. One of the passages where there was a story talking about a little fellow on a ship. Say this boat was caught, the ship was in a terrible storm, and the passengers had put on their life vests, seeing that the ship would capsize at any moment. One of the passengers scurrying around and saw a little boy sitting in the middle of the dining room by himself. The little fellow was sitting calm and cheerful, playing with his little toy truck. And seemingly he was oblivious to the storm around him. But there was a concerned passenger that ran up to him and said, little fellow, son, you had better put on your life vest. Go and find your parents. Don't you know how serious this storm is? The little boy looked up at him and said, thank you, but he said, I'm not worried, because my daddy is the captain of the ship. I'm not worried because I know who my daddy is. Why, he sits high and he looks low. All power entrusted in the palm of his hand. Hold on, hold on to it just a little while longer. Now, some of you may be wondering how you can keep on believing when everything is turning against you. Some may wonder how you can keep smiling when you're going through some of the worst storms in your life. Oh, there may be some who wonder how you can hold your head up.
Yes.
How can you hold your head up and appear so strong when your whole world is crashing all around you?
Yeah.
Your very foundation of your life are being shaken.
Yes.
How can you be so strong? But if you know, in spite of what people say or do, that your Heavenly Father is at the control panel of your life, and that he is not either lost a passenger or a ship, yet he's landing a many of thousands. You can have peace, and talking about that perfect peace that passes all understanding. You can say like Job, you come whatever will or may, I'm gonna keep on trusting. I may not understand all this happening, but I'm gonna keep on believing. For though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. For this I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day on earth. And though my skin worms may destroy this body, he said, yet in my flesh I'm going to see God. Oh, when you see him, Brother Crosby, he said, I'm going to see him and not another. Yes, he did. So no matter what happens from day to day, my friend, understand that for everything that happens, God has a reason. Someone said, I'm going to trust in God wherever I may be.
Yes.
On the land or even on the rolling sea, come what may, from day to day, my Heavenly Father watches over me. And you see, my friends, after the testing, we should all come forth as pure gold. Why? God is waiting to bless each and every one of us. And I know I'm right about it because he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, led him to a cross right on Calvary. He hung there from the sixth until the ninth hour. He didn't hang there for himself. He hung there for you. He hung there for me. He hung there because the world was enshrouded in darkness and in sin. He hung there so that we could have life and have it more abundant. Tell me, they put him in a borrowed tomb. Slept well all night, Friday night, Saturday night, but early Sunday morning, he got up with all power entrusted in the palm of his hand. Said, I'm he which was dead, but now I'm alive. I'm alive forevermore. I'm alive because I want you to go forth and tell men, women, boys, and girls, I'm the Christ. I'm alive because I want you to love ye one another as I have first loved you. So then men will know that you are my disciple.
Yes.
I'm alive because I'm God.
Glory,
and
glory.
I'm God all by myself.
Glory,
oh, Brian, he's God.
Amen.
Thank you,
oh, he's God.
Yes, he is.
He's God and not.
Yes, he is.
There's more. There's not another.
Yes.
But we're going to go through some things in this life.
Yes.
This is just a little bit.
Yes.
Electricity being out. This is just a little thing. But we're going to go through some things when your best friend may say something that you thought they would never say. But you still love them. You're going
to.
Mother, daughter, father, son may be in chaos, may be having trouble or in a chaotic situation. But still, God still loves you.
Yes, it does.
And the only thing we have to do is fall down on bended knees and say,
yes.
Lord,
thank you.
Help me.
Help me.
Okay? I've been through the test.
Yes.
And I just need you to bless me.
Yes. Yes.
And he's going to bless each and every one of us.
Yes.
That's why he died.
Yes.
He's going to bless each and every one of us. No, he said, whatever you want, whatever your heart desires, I will give you your heart desire. But you have to understand and believe that I can do it.
Yes, that's right.
God can do whatever he wants to do. He is too powerful to fail. Now, we may fail him, but he will never fail us. I will trust in the Lord.